From Quality Radio Productions, it's another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. It's another edition of the Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. We'll open the program with classic sounds of the Dave Brubeck Quartet and easily their best-selling record of all time, 1959's Time Out, on which they experiment with various time signatures foreign to jazz and even to Western music in general, really. Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on bass, and Joe Morello on drums. This is the closing track of Side 2, in which they perform in a unique 6-4 time signature. It's called Pick Up Sticks.
Thank you.
That track entitled Beyond the Ozone, the duo of George Benson on guitar and Joe Farrell on flute from the album Benson and Farrell, a 1976 outing on CTI. This was George's last album for CTI before signing full-time to Warner Brothers. It was also his last purely instrumental album for quite a few years. On that track, they were joined by Steve Kahn, additional guitar, Don Grolnick, electric piano, Will Lee, bass, Andy Newmark, drums, and Nick Morero, percussion. And as I said, we heard Beyond the Ozone. Also back there, many of you probably recognized that. That was indeed Do Re Mi, as played by Harry Allen on tenor sax, with Joe Cohen on guitar, Rossano Sportiello piano, Joel Forbes bass, and drummer Chuck Riggs. From the album The Sound of Music, one of several albums Harry Allen has released for Arbors Records in recent years, reviving the concept of the jazz show album, that is, an entire album solely dedicated to the music of a particular Broadway show done in a jazz setting. Many of the tracks also feature vocals from Rebecca Kilgore and or Eddie Erickson. Great stuff from Harry Allen and Company. And we began the set with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Pick Up Sticks, from the album Time Out. That album, of course, responsible for the hit single Take Five. Getting this set of the jazz scene underway with drummer Jonathan Blake and his album from 2012, The 11th Hour. Here, he will be joined by Tom Harrell on flugelhorn, Mark Turner, tenor sax, Kevin Hayes, piano, and Ben Street on the bass. It's called Blue News. Thank you.
Grocery clerks are all gone. Where the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold. And the street lamp lights fill the gutter with gold. That's my time of day, my time of day, and you're the only one I've ever wanted to share it with me. this helpless haze I'm in. I really never been. Thank you.
Classic track from 1959, the second time around we visited that year, a great year for jazz records, and a meeting between two giants in the realm of saxophone jazz, Jerry Mulligan on baritone and Ben Webster on tenor sax. The album, Jerry Mulligan Meets Ben Webster, originally released on Verve, with a stunning remaster coming out decades later on Mobile Fidelity. On that album, they're joined by Jimmy Rolls, piano, Leroy Vinegar, bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. We heard their arrangement of Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge. Canadian songstress Emily Claire Barlow before that, from her sixth recording, The Very Thought of You. And she was joined by a string section, along with the likes of Kieran Overs, bass, Nancy Celeste Walker, piano, and also Alan Hetherington, drums and percussion. And we listen to a medley of two tunes, My Time of Day and I've Never Been in Love Before. And we got things underway this time with Jonathan Blake on drums, Blue News. We took that from The 11th Hour. You are tuned to the jazz scene. I'm Jake Longwell, and we will once again visit the year 1959 to kick off our final set for the hour, and the second-to-last album for the Riverside label from trumpeter Chet Baker, a purely instrumental outing. He does not sing on this recording, simply entitled Chet, with Bill Evans on piano, Pepper Adams, baritone sax, Herbie Mann, flute, Paul Chambers, bass, Kenny Burrell, guitar, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is How High the Moon. Thank you.
Feeling mighty lonesome, I haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows from 1 o'clock till four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday. My Sunday dreams too dry. Now a man was born to go out loving, but a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. All the morning, moaning all the night, and in between it's nicotine with not much room to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around. was born to go a-loving. But a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven, and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. Well, I'm moaning all the morning and moaning all the night. In between, it's nicotine with not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. It's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come.
That's pianist Mike Wofford. Mike is probably better known as an accompanist rather than a band leader. He has released albums leading various trios and quartets over the years. And on that album, it's just Mike performing solo. Volume 18 in the extensive Live at Maybeck Recital Hall series of compact discs on the Concord label. Each volume dedicated to a particular piano legend performing solo in concert at Maybeck Recital Hall in the Kennedy Nixon House in Berkeley, California. And we listen to Mike's rendition of the Rodgers and Hart piece, Little Girl Blue. Also back there, bassist and singer Nikki Parrott from her album on Venus Records, Black Coffee. On that track, she was joined by her sister Lisa Parrott on bass clarinet. Also, John DiMartino piano and Dion Parson drums. It was the title track and a fine rendition of that classic, Black Coffee, from Nikki Parrott. And we got things underway this time with Chet Baker from his purely instrumental album Chet and his distinctive soft ballad-oriented trumpet sound, with the likes of Bill Evans, Pepper Adams, and Herbie Mann contributing to the proceedings. We heard How High the Moon. Thus, wrapping up this hour of the jazz scene, I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I invite you back again very soon for another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is produced at the studios of Geneva Community Radio in Geneva, New York, and is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.